Quiet Mind, Day 48, Evolve or Evaporate, Why Our Inner Crisis is Wrecking the Planet, and How Waking Up Might Just Save Us. Picture this. You're living your life, stuck in your usual routines, scrolling your phone, binge-watching something mind-numbing, arguing about nothing, and suddenly everything falls apart. The world doesn't play by the old rules anymore. Systems crumble. Nature freaks out. And you realize survival isn't guaranteed. That's not just a midlife crisis, that's humanity's reality check. We're at a crossroads, folks. Either we evolve or we go the way of the dodo. This isn't just about ice caps melting or billionaires building space bunkers. It's about the mind itself, the egoic brain that's been running the show like a power-hungry toddler with a megaphone. For thousands of years, wise folks, from barefoot sages to bearded philosophers, have whispered that our minds are broken. But now, thanks to high-speed Wi-Fi and the magic of global chaos, it's become painfully obvious. The ego's drama, always chasing, comparing, fearing, isn't just exhausting, it's dangerous. For a long time, only a few rare souls broke free and saw reality beyond this mental circus. But now, the pressure is on, and more people are cracking open to something new, something quieter, and strangely peaceful. Here's the twist. This isn't about switching religions or slapping a spiritual sticker on your laptop. What's rising now is deeper than beliefs. It's a shift in consciousness. Like realizing you're not the radio playing in your head, but the space around it. You don't stop thinking, you just stop believing every thought like it's the law. That nagging voice in your skull, not you. You're the awareness that hears it. And once you feel that, like really feel it, it's like exhaling after holding your breath for centuries. Ego, in its rawest form, is your identity, glued to form, your body, your thoughts, your emotions. That's where the trouble starts. Because if you believe you're separate from everything else, you end up creating a world where selfishness and fear run the show. Sound familiar? Just turn on the news. That illusion of separateness is the root of the mess we're in. It's the invisible hand behind war, inequality, and your neighbor screaming on social media. And unless the human mind itself changes, like rewiring a corrupted operating system, we're doomed to rerun the same old programs, war, greed, collapse, repeat. Even ancient scripture got wind of this. Remember, the line about a new heaven and a new earth? It's not about floating cities in the sky. Heaven is inner consciousness. Earth is what that inner world looks like when it shows up in reality. When we upgrade our minds, the world reflects it. Yes, even with some earthquakes and weird weather as the planet synchronizes with us. Here's the kicker. Words, for all their power, are like tiny nets trying to catch the ocean. We label stuff, tree, bird, enemy, loser, and then pretend we understand it. But in truth, words just skim the surface. Reality has depth we can't reach with our minds. Underneath the labels, everything is connected to everything else. Even a rock carries the echo of the source if you're quiet enough to hear it. Artists get this. Take Van Gogh. He didn't see just a chair. He saw being. And when he painted it, he captured that sacred depth, turning ordinary into priceless. That's what happens when we drop the labels and actually see. The world becomes fresh again, miraculous. And we remember who we were before life turned into a to-do list. This is the heart of it. Your true self is hiding beneath the noise. Buried under years of mental stickiness, thoughts, identities, opinions. The journey is about peeling those off, one by one. It's not about adding more, it's about seeing what you are without the labels. The faster you slap words on people and things, the faster your world flattens into boredom and numbness. Cleverness might win debates, but it loses awe. It loses the sacred. So yes, we need language, but we don't need to be lost in it. After all, if your name, job title, or star sign can't explain your soul, what makes you think a few vowels sounds can explain the universe? Welcome to the real revolution. Less noise, more being.